What is going on with the Olympic Games? Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the 12F podcast. My name is Greg, your host. And if you're new to this podcast, we're all about discussing complex cultural, political, and even theological based subjects, making them more digestible to the common person. And I do hope that resonates with you. The 2024 Summer Olympic Games held in Paris has just shown a monstrosity on television. And oh, my goodness, I'm not even going to say too much. I'm just going to play the clip. Disclaimer, sorry, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you're going to have to come over to YouTube to see exactly what I'm trying to show you. Just take a look at this clip. Yeah, let me ask you something. What does this have to do with sports? Does anybody know? Because maybe I'm missing something here. I just played a clip that showcased drag queens mocking the Last Supper. Yeah, yeah. That's where we are in society right now. That's what we've come to. Isn't that interesting how... Well, before I get into that, let me just quickly say, this was done deliberately. This is national television. Also, obviously, international, because this is the Olympic Games. It's going to be televised everywhere. They know that families are watching with their kids because it's entertaining to watch people compete, right? They know that families are watching. They want to push this type of ideology onto you. They want you to see this. You don't think that someone signed off on this? Like I said, it's the Olympic Games. They don't just put things on TV without knowing what it is. Someone signed off on this and was like, yeah, let's show this. This would be great to show. Think about that. Whenever you see something on TV, ask yourself, what are they trying to tell me? They don't just put, I mean, there's infomercials for a reason. They want you to buy things. They want to influence you to buy things. They want to sell you something. Now, let me ask you this. What are they trying to sell you by showing you this? What are they trying to tell you? This is not good. This is not good. This is not good. No. I can't tell you how offensive something like this is to Christians. To anyone. I mean, even Muslims are saying it's offensive to them because they revere Jesus, but not as much as obviously Christians do because we believe Jesus to be God. It is offensive to use a religion as a mockery. They don't do this with Buddha or Confucius or Muhammad. They don't do this with any other religion. Why is that? I mean, this is obviously a direct mockery of the Last Supper when Jesus was fellowshipping with the 12 disciples before his crucifixion. As Christians, we hold the Last Supper to be a symbolic thing within the church simply because of the significance of communion. His body was broken for us. His blood was poured out for us. Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of him. And now, look at what they've done. They've taken something so holy to us and they've made a mockery of it. But you know what? Something that gives me a bit of solace in all of this craziness is I know that in his word, in God's word, it says, God is not mocked. Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 8 says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Let me just say, Satan has no reason to mock any other religion. He doesn't have a reason to. Why would he mock something that isn't true anyway? Rather, Satan's idea is, let me pervert anything that God calls good. Let me pervert marriage. Let me pervert sex. Let me pervert gender. Let me pervert everything I can that God made good, so that way it can confuse humankind. if you're Satan, you're not going to bother touching all the other religions. You're not going to bother touching Islam. You're not going to bother touching Hinduism and Buddhism and all these other religions. You're not going to bother with it because it's not true. Just let the people do what they do. But if something is true, if you're Satan, you're going to try to pervert anything that God calls good. Because Jesus in Christianity is the only one who holds himself to be God. Jesus likened himself to the Father. Who's the Father? God. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And the Pharisees picked up stones to stone him because he himself, Jesus, likened himself to be equal with God. Christianity is the only religion that believes this. The only one. Not Buddhism, not Islam, not any other religion believes Jesus to be God that I know of. So if you're Satan, you're going to mock that. You're going to mock the one true religion. But you know what? People have such a distorted view of what Satan is trying to do in this world. You probably don't understand what I mean by that. Let me play you this clip that I found on social media.
Why would Satan torture and burn people for disobeying the same God he disobeyed?
Yeah, that's true. Why would Satan discipline you for going against what God said? On some real shit, though.
No, why would he torture the people that did what he wanted you to do?
Right. You think it'd be like a fucking party, dude.
Do you see how Satan has confused the minds of humankind? People think that hell is where Satan rules. God made hell. No. Satan is the prisoner. Now, the reason why people are going to go to hell is because anyone who does not belong to God belongs to the devil. They belong to the enemy. And anyone who belongs to him has to suffer the same fate. That's why God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish in hell, but have everlasting life. That verse makes a lot more sense when you realize that hell was not made for you. Satan is confusing the minds of this generation. He's perverted and confused their minds. He's tricked people into calling good evil and evil good. That's why when you see things like this at the Olympic Games, that's why people do what they do, because they believe this to be good. They believe this to be noble. They believe this to be powerful, empowering. They don't understand that this is evil, that God does not take delight to this, that God is not happy with this. Now, God is not just unhappy with things like this that are displayed at the Olympic Games. He's unhappy with all of the sin, all of it. Lying, stealing, fornicating, adulterous people. God is unhappy with all of it. He's unhappy with the lazy. He's unhappy with the gluttonous. He's unhappy with all of it. All of it. All of it. Nobody is getting special treatment here. Sin is sin regardless. Regardless, right? Homosexuality is not the only bad sin. It's also bad to cheat on your spouse. But this is a direct mockery of Jesus Christ. And this is a direct mockery of Christianity and everything we stand for. Now, there have been people like Andrew Tate and his brother and, you know, countless other people have been saying on Twitter or X, you know, why are Christians allowing this? Why are Christians not outraged? We are. We are outraged and we're tired of seeing it. But let me tell you something that we're not going to do. We're not going to burn bridges. Jesus does not call us to do that. In fact, Jesus calls us to do the very opposite of what you're telling us we should do. Jesus doesn't tell us to go commit jihad, go commit violence. He tells us to do what? He commands us to forgive them. He said the world would hate us because the world hated him first. The world hates Christianity. They mock it. They make fun of it. Go find someone else mocking Islam. Go find it. Maybe it's out there, but let me tell you, if you do find it, it's not to the extent that it happens to Christianity, though. I bet you. It's not to the extent that we are mocked. It's not. In fact, the only one that would probably come close to that is Judaism, Jews. And why is that? Maybe because Jesus was Jewish? Maybe because God's chosen people are the Jews. Like the Bible says, God's people are in the land of Israel, the Jewish people. And who else are God's people? Christians. So it's funny how two of one of the biggest religions in the world are the most persecuted religions in the world. Funny how that works. Funny how that works. Okay, now a couple of quick things. Follow and engage with 12F wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't mind, please take an extra minute to give the podcast a 5-star review wherever you're listening, because it really helps the podcast grow. And if you want, you can follow me on X and engage with me directly on there. Like the video if you haven't already. Subscribe and hit the bell icon so you get notifications every time I upload. No, seriously, like the video. The spirit of the Antichrist is already here. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3 says, "But if someone claims to be a prophet and does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, that person is not from God. Such a person has the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard is coming into the world, and indeed is already here." What is the spirit of the Antichrist? Again, it says, anyone or anything that does not acknowledge the truth about Jesus, which that Jesus is God, that person is the spirit of the Antichrist. That spirit is already here. That spirit is amongst us now. That spirit is also the very thing that said, okay, let's empower people to put things up like this for the Olympic Games where kids are watching. So that way when kids see this, maybe they can inquire to their parents, "Mom, Dad, what is that? Wow, I've never seen anything like that before." They want these kids to ask these types of questions. They want kids to question their sexuality. They want kids to start asking these questions before they even know what sex is. That's what they want. Because if that's not what they wanted, why would they push it? Why would they allow transgenders and drag queens to be reading in elementary schools? Why would they allow that? That's a real thing, by the way. Go on YouTube, you'll find it. Why would they allow things like this if that's not their agenda? Think about it. Think about it. What is the motivation for all of this? You're telling me there's no motivation for this? That it's just freedom? We just want to be able to express ourselves? No, that's not what this is. Sure, maybe part of it. Sure, maybe part of it. But that is not the goal of all of this. Because if you want to express yourself, you'll express yourself, but it doesn't have to be everybody else's business. We don't care who you have sex with. Don't promote that on national television where kids are watching. And don't promote this and make a mockery of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to make yourself seem more edgy. I'm going to pray for these people. I'm gonna pray for anyone that was involved in the making of this skit. I'm gonna pray for all of them, because genuinely, I pray for their souls. I pray that Jesus Christ will reveal himself to them truly and genuinely, that they would want to repent from their sins, that they would want to turn away from these wicked things, because the enemy has a hold of them. The enemy has a hold of a lot of people. The enemy is constantly trying to get a hold of me. The enemy is trying to get a hold of you. But it's our job to fight in the spirit realm by reading his word, by reading God's word and praying and without ceasing. Without that, we are doomed. Without that, you're going to get more things like this on your television. You're going to get more things like this pushed towards your children. That is where we are going. And guess what? Guess what? It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. But let me let you in on a little clue here. In the end, all of you lose. Anyone who goes against God is going to lose. There's no competition. Satan isn't in competition with God. God made Satan. God made everything that you see, anything that you can touch, anything that you can't see or touch. God made it all of it. God can just speak and Satan is finished. God doesn't have to lift a finger. He can just speak. God made the heavens and the earth by speaking. And you think that Satan is in competition with God? Did you forget what the word of God says? God already wrote the end. The ending is already written. The ending is already done. It just hasn't come yet. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 through 29 says, "That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against their natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful acts with other men. And as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness. Sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip." Let me tell you something. If the enemy can get you to believe that you are anything but a child of God, he already has you by his grasp. It's your job to read the word of God to know who you actually are. Don't identify yourself as this or that. You are not a Taurus. You are not a Virgo. You are not a Sagittarius. Before any of that, and disregarding any of that, you are a child of the living God. The word of God says the enemy knows his time is short. So that is why Satan is doing all of this. That is why he's perverting the minds of people. That is why he's motivating people to make such deliberate acts of mockery to God. You might ask yourself, why is all of this happening though? Because the enemy knows his time is short. So one last thing really quick. I'm having a lot of fun creating these videos for you guys. I hope you guys are having as much fun watching them or listening to them wherever you get your podcasts. Get down in the comment section and let me know what you guys want me to cover, what topics you guys want to hear from me about. I do plan on having guests on this podcast. I have something very special planned for you guys very, very soon. So if you're watching or wherever you're listening, just stay tuned for whatever I have in store for this podcast, because I'm really excited to continue to grow this platform for God's glory. So thanks so much. Thanks for watching. Get down in the comment section and write "I'm a 12F listener" in the chat. I'd love to hear from you guys on whatever I spoke about today. Thanks so much. Bye.